Okay. Okay, another nightly edition of the Daf. We'll cover it, those of you listening in Woodmere. I have the Keller Bar Mitzvah tomorrow morning at the Kotel. So that's what we have tonight's shiur is at night. And we will start, maybe Seth, maybe you're going to listen to this at some point. So mazel tov to you. Okay, we are on seven lines up from the bottom on Chaf Amid Beis. Seven lines up about Chaf Amid Beis. So if you remember, we are discussing the different halachos said at the end of Sefer Vayikra of selling a house in a walled city, selling a steachuza, meaning your family plot, and selling a house in a non-walled city, what called an ir chatzeros, as we'll see it later. So the different halachos apply. Just to review some of them, and then we'll get into the specific shaklavatari that we're up to. Remember, a house in a walled city, you have 1 year to buy back. If you don't buy back at the end of 1 year, it stays belonging to the buyer forever. A field, you're not allowed to buy back within the first 2 years. That we didn't mention this morning. That's going to come up today. You're not allowed to buy it back within 2 years. After 2 years, you're allowed to buy it back. If you don't buy it back by Yovel, then it goes back to you. If you are Makdish, if you give to the Beis HaMikdash a field, then you have until Yovel to buy it back. If you don't buy it back by Yovel, or from the person that Beis Din can sell a field. If I'm Makdish in my backyard, what's Beis Din going to do in my backyard? You know, so you the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gizbar can sell it, but if they didn't, so then it goes back and it's mischalik to the Kohanim, when it comes to Yovel. So that I will lose forever if I don't get it back. So that's what the Svara that we just said. The Gemara is trying to figure out whether you can be Goel Lemechsa, whether you're allowed to redeem half of it back, just like we got into this from the fact that we're talking about Giraon, whether you could redeem half your years of service back. So the Gemara continued with whether you can redeem back half your field, half your house, etc. That's what the Gemara brought a pasuk, which is going to be the shaklavataria for the next first 20 lines of this Gemara. I mentioned right before we went on tape that we actually might spend more time on Amud Beis today than Amud Aleph, but don't hold me to it. The Gemara got into putting a pasuk im ga'ol yig'al, which was a makar. A makar was required that you can be redeem a steachuza that you were makdish halfway. That was the pasuk. Im go yigal, that was the pasuk quoted, the second to last pasuk quoted on the page. Right, malami shalove v'go lachasan. That was a pasuk quoted by makdish steachuza. That if you sanctify your steachuza, you're allowed to redeem it lachasan. That's what we learned out from go yigal. So now let's go to Esve. Esve is about six lines up from the bottom. Im ga'ol yig'al malami chalove v'gol v'gol l'chatzoyin. Right, that's what we said before. That if you, the double lashon is that you could not, well, it's two, we're focusing on the second chiddush, but there are really two chiddushim. Number one, you could borrow money and redeem it. You don't have to have your own money. If you wanted to borrow money, you can. And also that you could be go'ol l'chatzoyin. She yachol. Because I might have been able to darshan a kal v'chomer otherwise. And that's why you need the pasuk to teach me that you could redeem a steachuza, that you were makdish lachasan. You could redeem half of it if you can. And that's what, until the middle of the next amud, we're going to try to figure out whether this is a good kal v'chomer or not. If it's a good kal v'chomer, the kal v'chomer would teach me otherwise that you cannot be goel lachasan. That's why you need the pasuk to tell me that you can be goel lachasan. If I knock out the kal v'chomer, then the question is going to be, there's no need for the pasuk. That's what we're going to go back and forth until the 15th line of the next Amud is basically, is this a good Kal V'chomer or not? Can we slug up the Kal V'chomer? Can we reject the Kal V'chomer? Can we disprove the Kal V'chomer?
Why would you think you can't borrow to
be gone? Why can't you, why would you think that you cannot borrow? Based on a pasuk, I think Rashi quoted earlier. There was a pasuk that was personal. I forgot the exact lashon of the pasuk. Where is it? Geulaso, he might have to find his own geu. Oh, there it is. V'hisiga yado, right by the 10th to last skinny line in Rashi. He gets enough. His hand gets enough, and you might thought that that's not if you borrow money, it's not. Okay, so here we go. So Esve, im go yigam malami shalove v'gol v'gol lachatzon she yachol, because I might have had a kal v'chomer otherwise. V'haludinu, it's a kal v'chomer. We're going to say the exact opposite svara that we said this morning. U'mamochar steachuza she yafek kocho. When you sell a family plot, you have great strength. What's the great strength? You're gonna get it back eventually. So buy a mechira, buy a sale of a steachuza, where you're gonna get it back eventually. Ho rakocho, still your position is weakened earlier. Shein lova v'goal v'goal lachatzoin, that you can't redeem a lachatzoin. Remember earlier we said the opposite. Dafka, because you have power later, we're gonna weaken your power now. That's what we said this morning, but now we're saying otherwise. So what is this saying now? If by Esteachuza, where you have great power later, meaning you're going to get it back, yet you still have weakened power here, now, so then Maktish, Shehorakocho. So if you're Maktish, if you give the Esteachuza to the Beis HaMikdash, Shemigia Yovav Alonigala Yosef HaKonim B'Yovel. So in Maktish, where you have weakened power in the future, surely you should have weakened power now. Einodin Shehorakocho, Shein Lova V'Gol V'Gol L'Chatzon. You shouldn't be able to borrow, and you shouldn't be able to redeem it part way. That's the Kal V'Chomer that would teach me. I'm three lines from the bottom. That's the Kal V'Chomer that would teach me that I shouldn't be able to redeem my field that I gave to the Beis HaMikdash, part of it, Lachatzayin. That's why you need the Pasuk to teach me I can. Okay? Good Kal V'Chomer. So, as I said, we're going to go back and forth. No, that's not a good Kal V'Chomer. Ma l'mocher sdei achuza shegein horakocho ligol miyad. What do you mean? Stay achuza. If you sell a stay achuza, you know why you might not be able to be goal achatzon? Because right now you have weakened power, as I just mentioned before. Right, the first 2 years you can't buy it back. Tomar b'maktish yavakoch ligomiyad. If you're maktish, you can buy it back right away. So maybe so too, it's strength and power that you can do a lachatzon. So you shouldn't need the pasuk. So we say no. Mocher bais bevati erechol miyochiach. No, I'll prove to you from a different halacha. If you sell a house in a walled city, that will prove she yavakoch ligomiyad, that you could redeem right away. And yet, vein lova v'gova gol lachatzon, and you can't redeem a lachatzon. So the Gemara, before it continues the back and forth, whether there's a need for the pasuk of gol lachatzon by Maktish de'achuza, it just notes, it's implicit here, the word is about to answer it, but we have a stira whether you can be, by Maktish de'achuza, whether you're gol lachatzon or not. Because this Kavachomer said, you cannot be gol lachatzon, and earlier we said, you can. So the Gemara mocher bais v'bati arechoma. So the Gemara answers lo kasha harabban and harab shimon. Maybe the steer and the brisa could be the rabban and the rab shimon.
When you makdish a field,
yeah,
the hekdesh, you're giving it to them.
When you're makdish a field, you're basically giving them the value.
Giving them the value.
Meaning, let's say you live in, you know, somewhere, you live in Africa, and you're makdish your field. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with that? So it's hektish. If you use it, you violate Me'ila.
Right. So it belongs to them. So that maybe that's the reason why you could give Machzor.
You could buy back half. Why?
Half. Because it's, you know, you're giving it to them, and you want it.
You're being Machdish it. It's not...
you're Machdishing it. So you're just getting
Your question is, you want it back from the Beis HaMikdash? So give me take it or leave it. Give me the whole thing. You might have said that. I mean, that's why the Gemara has to have a pasuk otherwise. Okay. So Gemara says, what's the answer to this? The Yerushalayim Gemara answers, HaRabbanan HaReb Shimon. The difference is Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. What Rabbanan and Reb Shimon in this? This is the Reb Shimon of Darshinan Taima Dekra. Reb Machlokas Tanaim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, in Mesachas Ba Metzia, Daf Kuf Tezvav, whether we are allowed to darshan reasons for Psukim. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to darshan reasons for Psukim. That's why Reb Shimon says there, the Torah says, Lo Sachbo Beged Almana. When you lend an Almana money, you're not allowed to take a mashkon. Not allowed to take a robe, not take a collateral. So, does that only apply to a poor woman who you're going to have to give it back at night because she doesn't have anything else to wear? Or even to a rich woman, a rich almana? So, you're not going to have to redeem it. So, Rav Shimon says it only applies to a poor one. Right? Because to a rich one, right, darshina, time of the crow, we darshan the reasons for psukim, and therefore, based on those reasons, you can interpret halacha. That's the chiddush. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch gives us 613 reasons for mitzvahs. He's not following Rav Shimon. Right, but he doesn't base halacha based on the shorash hamitzvah. But Reb Shimon's chiddush is that you could darshin in time of the kra and base halacha based on the mitzvah. So Reb Shimon is darshin in time of the kra, and therefore, as we said this morning, if later on you're not going to be able to get it back, so you have more power now. That's why you could be goal lachatzon. That's Reb Shimon. The Rabbanan, who are not darshin in time of the kra, they say no. If wherever the Torah allows you to be goal lachatzon, that's it. And if not, not. And therefore, we're not darshinan time of the kra. Period. Just one of three more lines. Tani chatani chad loba v'goa v'goa l'chatzon. Tani idach ein loba v'goa v'goa l'chatzon. We also have two brises that say whether when you sell a house in an ir choma, whether you can or not. So lokacha araban and harab shimon. So you see, it's two brises also that have that machlokas. Period. There's an interesting ha'ara. The Gemara there in Bamitzia notes that yes, generally there is this machlokas, whether you're darshin in time with the korona, whether you're allowed to darshin the reason for psukim, but there is a case where everybody agrees that you're allowed to darshan the reason for psukim.
Where the Torah gives a reason.
If the Torah itself gives a reason for the mitzvah, so then everybody agrees that you're not allowed to darshan. For example, what's the example spoken about there? Right? Lo yarba lo nashim. But the king is not allowed to have too many wives. Why can't they have too many wives? Penyasa lovavo, they're going to take away his heart. They're going to take away his heart from Hashem. So the Torah says, penyasa lovavo. So if the Torah says, right, that's the example the Gemara gives, that the one thing that Shlomo HaMelech said, don't worry about me, right? But that's what the Gemara says. If it's mefurish b'kra, then everybody agrees. Rav Shachter likes to quote the Mishkanus Yaakov in his commentary called Koheles Yaakov, that says this is also true on a Durabanan level. Rav Koheles Yaakov deals with, most of the time you find by a Gzeira Durabanan, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzeira still applies, right? You might say refua b'shabbos, taking medicine on Shabbos. In the cases where it's also to take medicine on Shabbos, obviously chol she'ein bo sakana even can take medicine on Shabbos. We'll have a shiur hopefully on the four categories of cholim. But let's say you're in the category of a chola that cannot take medicine on Shabbos. You might say, I'm going to grind up the medicine nowadays. Nobody grinds up medicine nowadays. Let's assuming that's true. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Once there's a gzeira, there's a gzeira. So even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, you might say certain halachas of bishalakum or other halachas, even though those reasons probably do apply. But let's say you can find anything, but usually avopi sheb batalatam batalatakana. Once in a while, though, you find that the gzeira doesn't apply anymore. And once the reason is batel, the gzeira is batel. So some of them are obvious. Tosas brings up the example about water overnight, right? Maya Megulim. My Megulim, why are you? There was a Xeri, not allowed to drink water left overnight. So Tosfos said, there are no more snakes walking around and putting venom into the water. So what? We don't care if the reason doesn't apply anymore. So Tosfos has to struggle and say, that's not just a reason, that's a mitzius, reality changed. But you have to work out that example. But the Koheles Yaakov says, Lumdis. He says, when are the cases when the Xeri doesn't apply anymore? When the reason for the gzeira was formulated in the gzeira itself. When sometimes the rabbanim make a gzeira, and there was a reason for it, but they don't put the reason as an inherent part of the gzeira. But once in a while, the rabbanim put the reason into the gzeira. If that's true, so then, whenever the reason doesn't apply anymore, the whole gzeira falls away. So how do you know? How do you know when they put the reason in, and how do you know when they don't? So the Koheles Yaakov says, they always put the reason is if they're knocking down a din d'oraisa. If the Rabbanan are being mevatel adin d'oraisa, then they have to put the reason in because it's like a horasha. And then once the reason doesn't apply anymore, automatically the din doesn't apply anymore. And the Koheles Yaakov, Rav Shachter gives a few examples. There's a kasha of the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos. He leaves it at Tzara Chiyin. He says, as the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Gimel, he says, Bizman Azeh, there are very few Rishus Arabim d'oraisas. Very few Rishus HaRabim d'oraisas. Right? Most Rishus HaRabims we have today are Durabanan, based on the streets, based on the number of people. Okay, you get a few here and there. But most of the time, most of our Rishuyos are Carmelis, at most. They're not the d'oraisa Rishus HaRabim, it's the Durabanan public area. If that's true, Lama ein token shofar b'Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos b'Zmanenu, Kiva d'leka Rishus HaRabim, b'lo shayach shemi yavi reno d'alaram Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Mishnah Berurah and he doesn't answer it. Why don't we blow shofar today on Shabbos? You're worried that you might carry? What do you mean? It's only Durabanan anyway. So what do you mean? Rav Shachter asked the Mishnah Berurah, what's his kasha? Even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzera doesn't apply anymore. The gzera still should apply. The answer is no. Here you knocked out the mitzvah. Here you knocked out a mitzvah d'araisa. If you knock out a mitzvah d'araisa, you have to formulate the reason in. And if you formulate the reason in, that's why he has a good kasha. That's why he doesn't give an answer. That's why he's a good kasha. One example. Another example. There's 2 days in the rush in the Ksubis. We spoke about this then. In the fourth parak in Ksubis, there was a takana Ksubis Banan Dichrin. Right, what was the case of Ksubis Banan Dichrin? A woman has children from a previous marriage. Now she's getting remarried, and her father's going to give her a dowry, but her father's worried. What's going to happen? I'm going to give my daughter a dowry, and then she's going to die before my new son-in-law, and then this money that I'm giving to this marriage is going to be split amongst all the kids. My son-in-law's kids, who are not my grandchildren, and my daughter's kids. I don't want all that to happen. The Rabbanan made a takana. The Rabbanan said, ksub is banan dichrin, the ksub of the male sons, that any dowry that goes in, all of it will go to her sons. Period. Does that apply in Bizman Azeh? Does that apply anymore, Bizman Azeh? That's what the Rosh says. Rav Matasyo gan haya omer she'ein danin ksubas banan dichrin bizman hazeh. Why? Because the only reason was that people jump and give their daughter enough money. V'yachshav nagu litin yosef yoser. They give plenty of money nowadays anyway. Right? So that's why it doesn't apply anymore. Say, that's a shechta. What do you mean? It's a takana. How can you just say it doesn't apply anymore? The answer is, this takana is going against the din d'oraisa of Yerusha. It's being okra the din of Yerusha. So again, the reason must have been formulated in. If the reason is formulated in, it must be that once the reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzeira doesn't apply anymore. And there are other examples of this as well, Sadin Betitzes and elsewhere. But we'll stop at that. Okay. Let's continue. Where are we? So Amalei, fourth line. So remember the Shakla Vitaya. What are we in the middle of? We are in the middle of, the Torah has a special pasuk to teach me that if you're makdish esteachuza, you give your part of your family plot to the Beis HaMikdash. So the halacha is, the Torah teaches me, go yigalena, that you're allowed to redeem half of it. That's what you have. Right? Why? Because we would have said a kal v'chomer otherwise. That was the kal v'chomer on the bottom of the previous amud. So we're saying, is it a good kal v'chomer or is it not a good kal v'chomer? Good kal v'chomer, that's why you need the pasuk. Not good kal v'chomer, why do you need the pasuk? So amud l'rabach abrei the rabbi l'rabashi, yikil mifrach. What do you mean? You could ask Akasha. Malamocher bayis v'bati arechoma. If you sell a house in a walled city, that was the last point we made before we answered up the stira on the previous amud. If you sell a house in a walled city, don't bring that as a pariah. Shekein hora kocha ligola olam. Because selling a house in a walled city, no, that's weak because after a year, you can never get it back. Tomar b'maktish yafa kocha ligola olam. But by maktish, you can get it back. So maybe that's why bati arechoma is not allowed to be goel. But you can't bring that as a raya to our case of Makdash De'achuzah. Right? So therefore, maybe you don't need the Kavachomer. It's not a good Kavachomer. Amalei Rav Acha Saba Rav Ashi, Mishum Dikala Meimer Nehedar Dina. No, you can say the following din. Tasi B'mahatzad. You can use teamwork here. Teamwork. Mocher Ste'achuzah Yochiach. On the one hand, when you sell your Ste'achuzah, that will prove. She'yafa kocholi gola olam. It has great strength because you can redeem it forever. V'ein love of gola gola chatzon. It's great strength. And yet, you cannot redeem part way. Malamocher Ste'achuzah Shekin Hora kocholi gola miyad. You want to say it has a weakness because you cannot redeem it within the first 2 years? Mocher bayis b'adei rechoba yochiach. But this bind the... when you sell the house in the walled city, that will prove it, that you can do it within 2 years. The Chazar Adin L'Raizek Raizeh, and each one of them is not exactly the same, but, what's the common denominator? Shenig Alin, that there are cases where something could be redeemed. The Ein Lo V'Gol V'Gol L'Chasan, and by both of them, by the house in the Bati Erechoma, and by selling the Steachuza, by both of them, you cannot be Gol L'Chasan. Afani Avi Makdish Shenig Alin Lo V'Gol V'Gol L'Chasan. So too, if you're Makdish a Steachuza, then you should not be able to redeem a L'Chasan, and that's why you need the Pasuk. And that's why you need the Pasuk. You have to say that punchline, because that's the whole context of what we're trying to do. You have the Pasuk to teach me that you can be Gol L'Chasan. Period. Continue a little more in this discussion, and then it's finished. Amalei Marzocher Breder of Mari Ravina Ikel Mifrach Laminit. I have a kasha. Malat Sarashav Shabahen Shekein Hora Kocham Ligol B'Shana Shnia. No, you want to say it's teamwork, but I'll show you a weakness by both of them for different reasons. Both by a house in a walled city and by a field that you sold, both of them you cannot redeem during the second year. A house in a walled city, after the first year, you're finished. A steachuzah you cannot redeem within the first 2 years. So in the second year, you can't. Tamar b'maktish, but if you're maktish a steachuzah, then you can do it in the second year. It has a strength, so you might say, just like it has that strength, it has the strength of gula v'chatzon. So then again, why do you need the pasuk? So amalei ravina, no. Mishum dikala meimar, that could be disproven from the fact of Eved Ivri, hanim kalo v'kochavim yochiach. An Eved Ivri that sold to a guy will prove it. She'yafa kochli gol b'shana shniya. That could be, he could be redeemed whenever you get enough money. Vein lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. You can't be gol him l'chatzon. So therefore, don't say that just because something cannot be redeemed in the second year, you know, it does not mean that it cannot be gol l'chatzon. Period. End of that discussion. New discussion. This is, we are up to the third question. Right, here's this room also. The third question that Rav Huna Bar Chinina asks Rav Sheshes. If you remember, go back for a minute on the previous Amud. On the first wide line of the previous Amud, we had the Siman. We had Siman, Eved, Beis Chatzon, Bayis, Eved, Krovim. Right? Four questions. So Eved was the first one. Could an Eved Ivri, could be Nigala Chatzon? Then we had the second one, a Bayis Chatzon. So now we're about to ask, what about Bayis, right, of an Arichoma, could it be Nigala Krovim or not? So that's, we're going through the Siman there. Okay, so now back to where we're up to. Hamocher Bayis Bavati Arichoma. Nigala Krovim away Nigala Krovim. If you sell a house in a walled city, which we said, what's the halacha? You only have a year to redeem it back. If not, there are a lot of, you look at the Mefarshim on Chumash, why is that true? They say walled cities have to be protected. They are protected, but they have to have some permanence. And therefore, after a year, you know, it stays with the buyer. And we discussed, alluded to it this morning or yesterday about the whole sugya. Again, it comes up here again. I'm not going to mention it because we discussed it a few times in the past about the man who waits till the last day to get it back, to buy back his house. And then the buyers used to hide, and Hillel made a takana to throw the money. The question is it the seller's fault or not? He waits till the last moment, right? And this is where the Magen Avraham quotes this discussion, part of this discussion in Aruch Chaim, where it talks about it's time for mincha. And you say, I still have time. I still have time. And then, boom, at the end, something happens. It's an ones, right? You got to do four carpools, right? Yeah, I can't, but I could have davened mincha gedola. I could have gone to the minion factory 8 times, but I thought I had time. That's called ones besof hazman. That's the sugi. Is that called ones or not? So that comes out from this case. You waited the last day, and now they hide out. So there's the aguda and the ksos. Listen to the previous shirim. Listen to Gittin, Daf, Beis, and Gimel. And listen to Ksuba, Zayin, Dalad. But now we'll... it's not going to be Kedushin Chaf Aleph. But there's more to talk about on this, you'll see on Amud Beis. So here we go. So if you sell a house in a walled city, can relatives redeem it or not? Geula sogula so mi steachuza gomar. Should you learn it from comparing it to steachuza? Ma steachuza in a negelas lachatzam in a negelas lachrovim. Just like a steachuza cannot be redeemed halfway and not by krovim. Af hainami in a negelas lachatzam in a negelas lachrovim. Also here, it should not be, I'm sorry, but it can be Negelas LeKrovim, but it can be redeemed by Krovim. So, Afaynami, Negelas Chatzam, Negelas LeKrovim. So, do you say on the one hand that it's like a Seachuzah that it can be redeemed by relatives? Oh, Dilma, Kiksiv, a Gula, B'Chatzon, U'Duchsiv, B'Krovim, Loksiv. Or no, Gula is written by Chatzon, but not B'Krovim. So, Amar Le, Eino Negal. It's not Negal. It cannot be redeemed by Chatzon. Eisve, is that really true? B'Chol Gula, by Krovim. The pasuk says by Rashi quotes the whole pasuk. Bechol eretz achuzaschem, by in all your land gula titnu laaretz, you should give a gula to the land. So that's an extra pasuk. Larabos, what is that teaching me? Batim ve'eved ivri, right? Houses and an eved ivri. So my lab, which houses are we talking about? My lab batei erechoma. Aren't we talking about houses in a walled city and that has an extra gula, which is what gulas krovim lo batei chaser. It means houses in open cities. So batei chaser and batei ksibu. That's a pasuk. You don't need a drasha for that. I'll stay haaretz yechashev. Right? It should be like a field. A house in an open city should be like a field. The Torah says. No, hahula kova chova. You need two psukim to say it's not only a good idea for the relative to do it, but it's an obligation for the relative to do it. But you still don't know anything about bias, but about the erachoma for relatives. If you leave the Rebbe Eliezer and is following Rebbe Eliezer's sheet, the Tanya v'galas memkar achiv, a person should redeem his brother's sell, what his brother had a soul, sell. Rishus, it's a rishus, it's an option. Ata omer rishus v'ino lachova, is an option or is an obligation. Tamalomer v'ish ki yelagoel, the pasuk says, a man who has no relatives... Then what's the halacha? But adam golem. Is there a man in Israel that has no relatives? So Rashi says, what about a ger? Rashi doesn't say this, but so you have to modify this line. Look what Rashi says. V'chiyesh lo adam b'Yisrael mi notzle chelek ba'aretz she'ein lo golem. Is there any? We're talking about fields here of family plots. That means it has to be somebody who took a portion of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael. Right, so Gerim, you know, what Shavit are Gerim from? Where did they live? Good kasha. Right, that, I don't think I ever saw anybody talk about that. But it could be a Gemara somewhere. But to Gerim, you know, where did they live? Where did they live? So obviously Levium didn't have a portion either, Kohen and Levium. They lived in Ari. They could live wherever they want. But the question is, could they own something? Did they get anything, by Yovel? They lose everything? Anything they have? But so that's what we, so that's what he said. Is there anybody in Israel who was a noto chelet baret shein lo golin mizera Yaakov ba'od echad mikol Yisrael kayam ukarav lo? Somebody's the relative. You just got to go back. Go back enough. Ella. So what does this pasuk mean? Zeshi yesh lo v'ne rozalikach. It means there's no goal that wants to. Sharashus biyado div Rabbi Yehoshua, because he has a choice. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, the goal is memkar achiv chova. Ata Omer chova v'ne el rishus, tamalom rebechol gulatitenu akasav kava chova. So Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said it's a chova. So that's what we said. These double pasuk by a geula of relatives might be talking about a sada or a house in an open city, which is also like a sada, and therefore there's no raya to a house in a walled city. The Sharm Sarah Balacha just has the Ha'ara. It's interesting. Relatives here have a different definition than relatives in other halachas. A relative for Eidos, for example, for testimony. So a second cousin. So Eidos, that might be. But what about a third cousin once removed by... You know, you could come up with cases that people that we call my cousin, that's not possible Eidos. Sometimes it comes up by a wedding. So that a kedushin has to know, like, you know, they want a third cousin to be the aide. You have to know, it's a sheni b'sheni, you have to do those gemaras in Sanhedrin. But, so sometimes it comes up. A brother-in-law, you know, and it's not a blood relative, so who could be, so most of the time, I remember I had once had the question once, and I wasn't sure exactly, so I said, better safe than sorry. You know, there was some type of sheni b'shlishi, I don't remember exactly what it was. Because you always ask. You always think it's a joke. You're related to each other. You're related to the chassan. And one of them says, yes. I said, uh-oh. So I said maybe better. You know, I had him read he read the Tanaim. So But here, what does a relative mean? It's very flexible. Right? Is anybody doesn't have a relative? Somebody's got a relative. So it's interesting. Regarding the halach of gulas krovim, it's a more flexible definition. Right. Last words, last skinny line. Amri le Rabbanan le Rav Ashi, v'amri le Ravina le Rav Ashi, bish l'mal l'mandam le Rabbos v'adei Yerichom, and it says b'kol, it says b'kol eretz achuzaschem, gula titznu, right, so there should be a geula. So if you say a house in Arichoma has geulas krovim, relatives are a letter of Dima, so you know what the extra word b'kol is teaching me. L'mandam le Rabbos v'adei chatzera mai b'kol, but if you say it's only including but houses in the open cities, what is b'kol teaching me? Kasha. So it's a kasha. We don't answer it. Interesting, they point out that the Rambam paskins like Rav Sheshes, even though he ends up with a kasha. Kasha is not a tsufta. Kasha is a soft one that we could probably answer, but that is what that is the Gemara. The Gemara does not answer this question. But Isfi Abaye, we continue. Matam alam or Yigalenu, 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 Gimel Pa'amim. Abaye says, why does it say Yigalenu three times? By a somebody who is sold, a Jew who sold to a guy, it says you have to redeem him. Three times. The rabos call a geulos shenegalos k'seder hazeh is to include all geulos go in this seder, that the relatives have to redeem him. So my la batei. So why does it say three times? My la batei erachom of eved ivri. Isn't that including batei erachom and eved ivri? So again, raya that there is geulos krovim. Lo batei chatir mevasei achuza. Again, maybe it's only including houses in open cities and in a stei achuza. Batei chatir mevasei achuza behed yiksiv al stei haaretz yechashev. It says that explicitly. So my answer is Kedav Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lakarav Karav Kodem. No, like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says elsewhere. That elsewhere is going to be in a few lines from now. You go in order of the relatives. Hachanami Lakarav Karav Kodem. So to here, that's what it means. Not only is there a relatives that are allowed to redeem, but it has to go in order. It has to be closest first. The Torah says O Dodo O Ben Dodo Yigalenu O L'Shera Karav Elav. It goes in order.
It's like Boaz.
Well, interesting, like Boaz, Actually, the Rashba, though, here says, the Rashba, when he quotes this, he says, why do you need a pasuk to teach me a karav kodim? Isn't that just regular Dina Yerusha? Regular Yerusha. Go by the closest one, and then you branch out to the farther one. Why do you need a pasuk to teach me a karav kodim? That's the Rashba's kasha. The kasha, the galagabi nachlus, the chsiv, the share karav ilov, the rashin, and a karav kodim. Umistava, the haki pirusha. No, it means, the mishumu ba gola karav ilov, hava amin, if you wouldn't have had this pasuk, I would have thought, Hakarov sheish biyado sipek lik ol kodem, vafilo haya ben dodo amid vidodo eno amid ben dodo kodem. You might have said that, let's say, the further one is richer. The further relative is richer, so have the further one do it. It's okay. Kamash malan, the closer one has to do it. But then the Rashba has a line at the end. Aval hash the sivy galenu riba kala gulos laakev she yadafka kiseder azeh the ben dodo amid the dodo eno amid, and therefore if the ben dodo, the son of the cousin, is rich and the uncle is not rich, Eino Nigal. He doesn't just say he should do it first, but he says the Lashon Eino Nigal. It sounds like in the Achronim, I saw a point pick up on this Rashba, the Halacha of Akarav Karav Chodim is not just a schus who gets to do it first, but it's that the only time you go to a later relative is if there is no closer relatives. But if there is a closer relatives, it's their sole responsibility. And if they can't do it, it's finished. Nobody else does it. You have to wait for Gula's Atzma. Okay, that's the Diak of the Rashba. Now we continue. Where are we? Hey, Chet, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Six lines up. So where is the source? Where does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak originally say the Hakarav Karav Kodim line? On the following. Ahad Ibai Luhu, Evid Ivri, Enim Kreli Yisrael, Nigal HaKrovim, Enim Nigal HaKrovim, and Evid Ivri that sold to a Jew. Is there Gulas Krovim or not? Right? The Torah speaks about an Evid Ivri sold to a Goy. There is there the relatives could redeem. But what about an Evid Ivri sold to a Jew? So, I'll leave it to Rebbe Loti Bailacha. Don't ask me according to Rebbe, because Rebbe says explicitly no. To Amar, Mishenu Nigal Be'ela, Nigal Be'Sheis. Rebbe has a line where he says, those who are not redeemed with Krovim are redeemed with six. That's an Evid Ivri. Amalo Mifrak. So Rebbe says explicitly that an Evid Ivri sold to a Jew is not, does not have Gulas Krovim. Kiti Bailacha, leave it to Rabbanan. My. What about according to Rabbanan? Yafinan Sacher Sacher V'Lodarshi Yigalenu. Do you compare an Evid Ivri that sold to a Jew and a non-Jew, and you don't darshan Yigalenu specifically and not for elsewhere. Aldima Yigalenu lezev l'alacher. So that's the question. Tashma. So we try to prove it. B'chol gula titenu l'rabos batim evad ivri. So didn't the same thing we had before. B'chol gula titenu. That's including houses and evad ivri. So before we darshan the houses, here too we mentioned it. My la batei erechoma evad ivri and nimkar l'Yisrael. Isn't this including batei erechoma, which we try to mention before also, and an evad ivri sold to a Jew? Isn't that what's included here? The Gemara says, lo, evad ivri and nimkar lo v'kachavim. That's what it's including. Evad ivri and nimkar lo v'kachavim behed yiksev beh. That's a mefurish pasuk. O do do ben do do yigalenu. So my answer is, hahula kova chova bafilo Rabbi Yeshua. No, the extra pasuk is to teach me is an obligation. If a Jew, a fellow Jew is sold to a guy, then the relative has to redeem, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who Rashi says, by a steachuzah, it's a reshus. When it comes to a Jew, it's a chova. Tashma, we still didn't get to the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Here we get to it now. Matan Lomar, it's the same shakla v'tarya. First we had it by a bias in a walled city, and now we have it by Evid Ivri. Matam alomar yigalenu 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 gimel pa'amim l'rabos kol ha'geulos shenigalos k'seder hazeh. Those three times redeem to teach me that they're all redeemed in this order with this seder like relatives. Ma'ala batei erachom of Evid Ivri and Inkar Yisrael. Why say it three times? Doesn't that mean even Evid Ivri that's sold to a Jew? Lo batei chaser mistei achuza. No, it has to do with the houses in open cities and the fields. Batei chaser behed yiksev bu'al steach u'harasi chashev. Isn't that befeirish? Amar nachamar yisrak l'karav karav kodim. That's where the source of that halacha is. No, it's to teach me that even by those you go in the relative order. The closer relative goes first. But again, the Gemara does not answer, at the end of the day, the Gemara did not answer whether there is Gulas Krovim by Bati Arechoma, by houses in a walled city, and whether there's Gulas Krovim by an Evid Ivri sold to a Jew. So you have to look in the Rishonim to figure out, based on the rules of Psak, what they hold. Period. End of that discussion. Now we get back to what it said in the Mishnah, way back when. The Mishnah said, back on Daf, and what Daf was on? Daf Yudalit. Daf Yudalit Amabez, that an Eved Nirtza, right, an Eved that gets his ear pierced, is Nikne Beritzia. How is he Nikne to the master? After 6 years, he's supposed to go free. But he says, I want to stay. Within the 6 years, he expressed his interest to stay with the master, so he gets his ear pierced. Dichsiv Ratzah Adonav says, no, by Marzeya, right? He gets his ear pierced with a Marzeya. The Konetz Atzmo, but how does the Eved Nirtza, who had his ear pierced, be Kona himself? Two ways. Be Yovel. Either by Yovel or by Mises Adon, or if the Adon dies. Tchsiv Avado, because the Pasuk says, serve him, Veloas HaBen, Veloas HaBas. And not, you don't serve the son and the daughter. That's the limud, Dafke him. Lo'olam, Lo'olam Moshel Yovel. And Lo'olam means, doesn't mean forever, it means till Yovel, 50 years, 50 years is a Yovel. Right, they say once in a Yovel. Right, it means once in a, right, it means once in a lifetime. Taner Abanan, Marzeya. So you pierce his ear with a marzeya, that is a piercing instrument. Ainli ela marzeya, I only know this type of piercing instrument. Minayin l'rabos, how do I know any piercing instrument? A sol, a sira, a machat, needle, a peg, a sira is a thorn, v'amakdeach, a drill, v'amachtev, is what the sofer uses to engrave. Tamalomar, v'lakachta, l'rabos kol dover shenikach biyad, divir b'yosher b'yehuda. B'yosher b'yehuda says, you could pierce his ear with any type of sharp instrument, right? We could use Herman's kalim that he has. Also, any type of sharp instrument could be used to pierce the ear. Rebbe Omer, ma marziam yuchat shamatechas afchol shamatechas. Rebbe argues. Rebbe says, no, you go by. It has to be metal. Has to be metal, says Rebbe. Why? Dover acher. That's number one. Hamartzeya lahavi hamartzeya hagolda. What does it mean? Hamartzeya with a hey idea. Even the big martzeya, which we'll see. What's the chiddush of the big martzeya? We'll see what it is in a minute. Amar blazer yudim berebi hayadoresh kashen rotsin and rotsim ela b'milsa. Where exactly on the ear did they pierce? So the first opinion says they pierced on the lobe, earlobe. Right down there, just like where people have earrings. It was a little bit say, right on the side, the Aruch says, Harach Sheba Ozen, the soft part. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim argue, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza, meaning Shanasa Balmum. The Chachamim say an Eved Ivri, who is a Kohen, cannot have his ear pierced because it makes him into a Balmum and then he can't do the Avoda. We don't want him to have to just get the worms out of the wood, which the Bali Mumin did. We want him to be able to do the Avoda. So therefore, he becomes a Balmum. Well, IVM Tomar, so now work backwards. Will a hole in the lobe make him a Baal Mum? No. So it must be that they're holding something else. VM Tomar, Bemilsa, Haim Rotsim, Hechavet every coin yasa Baal Mum. Ha'inirts, right? He's not going to become a Baal Mum if they pierce the lobe. Ha'inirts, Elab, Govishal Ozen. They hold somewhere of the upper ear is where the piercing takes place. So it's a machlokas, where on the ear it is done.
How do you know that it's not a Mum? The
so that's the you have to look in Mesechus Bechoros. Mesechus Bechoros has the list of Mumin for a Kohen and for an animal and for so that's why you have to that's where the list is. What's considered a Mum, what's not a Mum. Once you learn that, you have to ask, why is this a Mum? Why is this not a Mum? They're both not life threatening. So I have to think, what's an integral part of the ear? You know, when at the Gemara, we had a Gemara in Ksubis in the first parak. Why do we have earlobes? Remember that Gemara? So you could fold it over when you're Lashon Hara. Right, or it's shaped. Why your fingers shaped like pegs? So you can put it in your ear when you hear Lashon Hara, right? Or when your parents are screaming at you, you can put them in the ear and pretend you don't hear. Right, that's the other reason my kids give. Okay, so b'may kamiflagi, they don't even know the Gemara, but they give that reason, you know, with their actions. B'may kamiflagi. So what's the root of the machlokas? Which machlokas? Not the immediately previous machlokas about where on the ear, but the earlier one. Do you have to use a metal instrument to pierce the ear? Or do you have to use anything? Ma'akam v'flagi. The Rebbe darsh kol yeprati v'lakachta. Rebbe darshins. Rather, there are two ways of darshining. Klalu plat u'miyit v'riba. Two tools. So Rebbe darshins. Should I make it cooler in here? You guys, okay? Right? Sorry? Make it a little cooler. The Rebbe darsh kol yeprati. Rebbe darshins klalu plat. We're getting into Yifas Torah in 2 minutes. I know it's night time. We're getting late at night, but... Right, the Rebbe Darish Klal Yuprate. Rebbe Darshan's Klal Uprat. V'lokachta Klal V'lokachta. You could take any instruments. That's a general statement. Martseya Prat. Martseya is a specific example. Ba'aznova Adalas Chaz V'Klal. And in his ear and in the door, that's another general statement. Klal Uprat Klal Yetat Dan Elakena Prat. Like we say in Rebbe Yishmael, when you have a Klal Uprat Klal, we only are allowed to Darshan similar and parallel to the specific example given. Mahaprat Mefurish Almatechas Avchol Shamatechas. Just like the only examples given in the Torah is metal. So do anything metal could be used. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi Darsh Ribuye Muyute. No, Rebbe Yossi Darshan's using Riba Umiyut. Balakachta Riba. That is an inclusion. Martseya Miyut. That's an exclusion. Ba'azno Uvadel as Chazav Riba. Right? And in his ear and in the door, that's an inclusion. Riba Umiyut. Riba. Riba Akol. When you have that, an inclusion, an exclusion, an inclusion, you include everything. My Rabbi Kalmi. Everything's included in my miyat sam. The only thing excluded is sam, a medicine. Let's say you smear something on the ear, and then that'll make it get a hole in it, right? Like bleach makes a hole in in carpet, right, or in a garment. So here, so if you use it, that's excluded. It's got to be a piercing instrument. That's the only way. It has to be a maisa. Not Rashi says, because if you use the cream, it happens me'eleha. It just happens by itself. It's not called a maisa. Amar Mar, Hamartzeya Lohavi Martzeya Hagadol. What does it mean, Hamartzeya? Like we said before, it includes the big Martzeya, the big piercing instrument. My Mashma, how do you know that? Kedamarava, Hayorech Hamiyumenesha Biyarech, just like when it talks about the thigh, Hayorech, right? The Gedanasha, it means the when it said the thigh, you know it was Yaakov Avinu's right one, because that's the hey idea, the more important one. Achrami Hamartzeya Miyuchat Shebe Marsin, right? The one that is unique. So what's so special about it? So the Ritva says it makes a bigger hole. Makes a bigger hole, says the Ritva. Hamartzeya, Hainu Shihu Av, Vegasvu Osa Nekav Gadol Kamalo Karshina. The size of a bean. It makes a hole the size of a bean. And the Shar Mitzvah Balacha here quotes, it is Nikar. It is Nikar. Where does he say it here? One second. He quotes a Bitzorach Bir, Adain Lo Yadina Nashir, Varitva Pilasaneka Godokome Karshina. Why does it say the Efshar Shekavanaso, She Nikar Hanekev Miyad Bekirbo Elov? Right? It's Nikar. That's what it means. Like if you look at an ear that's pierced, you can't see the hole. So that's what's the qualitative difference with the Hamartzeh HaGadol, that it's nikar to the human eye. You look very, very closely, you can see a hole, but generally you can't. And he said it's similar to what the Mabit says. What does the Mabit say? By Esrogim. So what's the halacha by Esrogim? How close do you gotta look for a nick, for a discoloration? You know, so if you go walk down the street, you see people taking off the glasses and the microscopes, and if you put it under a microscope or a real one, you know, you get a magnifying glass, you know, you find anything. You'll see a million bugs on the esrog, right? Bacteria, right? So how far do you go? This is a huge issue in various areas of halacha. I mean, when do you go by the naked eye and when do you not? But if you look in many, many poskim, don't look at what's on the street, look in the svarim. The svarim say, look at it from a normal length. It doesn't have to be up against you like a person is very, very farsighted. And just take a look. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, what kind of problems you have to look for? V'hushiyu nirin la'ayin kishe'ochzo biyado. It's visible to you when you hold it in your hand. V'loshi yitzorach l'hasim ayin iyuno aleihem achiyiram. To analyze every little esrog. Obviously, okay, hider mitzvah, but to take a break, right? V'chein kol shinui mara eno posel elim kein nireh l'rov b'nei adam b'hashkafa rishona. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the only problem is something that it's visible to most people at the first look. So in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says this is very important. There are two points he's making here. Number one, it has to be visible at an achiza regila from your eyes. Number one. Number two, b'hashkafa rishona. Sometimes you look at something like, I didn't see anything. No, look closer. No, turn it around and look at it this way. Turn it upside down. Right? So, Yisroel Kedoshim Haim, we want to have the best, most beautiful esrog that we can. But we have to realize that there's a limit to, if it's a mehudar esrog, you want to be mostly laws on the esrog. So that's what the Mabit says, that it's got to be a hole that is nikar. Like the hole in the ear. Like the hole in the ear. What? Bugs in the water, right? The cocoa pods. I'm not in New York anymore. But good. I remember the bugs in the water and the shaitels came out the same week. Remember that was a busy week. Okay. Good. So that's the sermon on Balach is ha'ara here. Let's continue now. Here we go. Amr Abelazar, third line. Amalazar Yudim Berebi, Hayadorish Shein Rotsin and Rotsin Ella Bimilsa. Like where he rebuked the Berebi, Rablazar Yudim Berebi said they did it in the earlobe. Chum Omer and every Nirtsa coin Nirtsa Reishanasa Balmum. And Evid every coin is not Nirtsa because he would become a Balmum. So just first one Ha'ara, the Machna says, could a coin be an Evid? Isn't there an Isser, also Lashtamish Bekahuna? So there you can't use a coin. So also Lashtamish Bekahuna, how could a coin be an Evid? So three answers the Machna gives. Number one, maybe he's an Evid to a coin. Maybe a coin's allowed to use a coin. Huh. A coin's allowed to use a coin, that's not a problem. Number two, maybe the smog, like the smog says, you're allowed to use a coin for to work for you. You're allowed to pay him. If you pay him, then it's okay. So here too, he's getting paid. And number three, what the Ramah calls in Aruch Chaim, that when he's mochel, it's okay. And he might not have the you know, the full status today, because he's not in Big Day Kahuna. There's a line of Rabbeinu Tam where he uses the Gemara, Bizman Shebig Dayim Aleim Kahunasam Aleim. They're not fully Kohanim unless they're wearing their Big Day Kahuna. But either way, so there's a possibility. The Gemara is assuming that a Kohen can be an Eved. The only problem is that it can't be a Nirza for the first 6 years.
Right, so he's not in the Parshas of Adam because he can't have a Nirza. He can't have it.
He can't be a Nirza.
Right. He can't be a Nirza. He can't be in the Parsha of Adam.
No, he can be the first six years. Nirtza is only after the first 6 years.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, that doesn't apply to him.
Oh, so the Gemara is assuming not. The Gemara is assuming even if Ritzia is not a possibility, you can still do the first 6 years. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So Gemara says, but what did the Chum say? It must be that it's on the top of the lobe, and that's why you can't do Ritzia to an Eved who's a Kohen, because that will make him a Balmum. The Gemara answers, so what? V'yasa Balmum, let him be a Balmum. What's the big deal? So he became a Balmum. Look at Rashi, important Rashi. Rashi says, V'yasa Balmum, u'ma b'kach v'halo ritziya mitzvahi. You're doing a mitzvah now. In other words, topic that comes up on many times that we discussed, long-term, short-term view of mitzvahs. If you're doing a mitzvah now, don't worry about what's going to be tomorrow. You got to be Mechal Shabbos now. You got to do a bris milah now. So what? You're going to have to warm up water afterwards. Do what's in front of you right now. Do what's in front of you. That's it. So this is something that comes up, right? Putting yourself into a situation of Dechiyas Yisurin. So be a Balmum. So Amar Abba Bar Avshela, what, he loses his Kedushas Kehuna? No. He just can't do the Avodah. Okay. So Amar Abba Bar Avshela, Amar Kra, Vishav El Mishpachto. No, the Pasuk says, after he's an Eved, he returns to his family, Lemuch Zakshem Mishpachto, which means to his status and position from beforehand, and therefore he can't do it. Ibai Lahu. Okay. Eved Ivri Kohen, Maushi Yimser Lo Rabo Shifcha Kenanis. An Eved Ivri who is a Kohen, can his master give him a Shifcha Kenanis? But we know others can. Chiddushu, do we say that the fact that he can marry this half goy is a chiddush? Which remember, Tosfos in Yevamos and Dav Vav says, what's the definition of a chiddush? Not something that we wouldn't have known without the Torah. Because the whole Torah is a chiddush then. Right? Every mitzvah is a chiddush. Okay, there's some mitzvahs, Bikur Cholim and Kibbutz Avim, maybe not such a chiddush. But every mitzvah is a chiddush. The Gemara says only specific things are a chiddush. Tosfos in Yevamos says, the chiddush means Dover Hasoser Esaklau. Something that goes against the normal rule. So this goes against the normal rule of marriage. Right? So do we say that it's a chiddush and therefore, loshna kohanim, loshna Yisrael? So just like it's a chiddush for Yisraelim, it's a chiddush for kohanim, but it's mutter. Odil mashayni kohanim, or you say no. Kohanim are different, hover ribam and mechazim mitzvahs yisairus. Kohanim have many more mitzvahs and averus that apply to them, so maybe here too it would be also to them. So Rav Omar, yeah?
Let's worry about Zona here.
So that also, maybe that's connected. They have more mitzvahs related to Zona. Maybe that's also connected.
But
is it specifically connected to Zona? I don't think so. I don't think it's specifically connected to Zona here. I saw one of the Rishonim ask, what about a Melech?
But don't we always assume...
Right, a Melech even has more mitzvahs also. He has a Haria Sefer Torah, and he has more Yisurim, Le'abalo Nashim, Le'abalo. So is it specific? Maybe what about the issue of Zona? What about the issue of Zona here? So maybe that's part of the first side. It's a Chiddush, and therefore, even though it is Zona, it would still be Mutter. Just like it's unusual for the Yisrael to be able to marry. So Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Aser. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Look at this line. Amalei Rav Nachman le Rav Anan, ki avisa beimar Shmuel. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Anan, when you were by Shmuel, bis kumadri yitalisu? Were you playing around games? Meaning, there was an obvious question you should have asked him when he said the Shita. Rav Rashi says, is kumadri some type of game? Right, with cards. Right, he says, were you playing with the cards? So my time alone, a time let me ha. Meaning you didn't ask the kasha, right? The one he asked the following kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says it's usher for the Eved Ivri the Kohen to marry her. Why? Because Chacham Omer every Kohen near Tzav Rishon Asa Balmum. Right? What do the Chachamim say? In Eved Ivri Kohen it cannot be near Tzav because if you cut his ear, then he will become a Balmum. V'im Tomar in Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Kananis. But there's a better reason he can't be a near Tzav. If you say he can't marry a Shivcha Kananis, typically to be you know half the Adonias Hishtivas Banoi Veleka. An Eved Nirtza has to be able to say, I love my wife and kids, I don't want to leave. If you can't give him a wife and kids, then that's an even bigger reason why he can't be a Nirtza. So why didn't you ask him that? Sulo Midi, that would have been a good answer, and I don't know why you didn't ask. Okay, period. Just before we get into Yifas Toar, which we're going to get into more tomorrow, but a little bit we're going to get into today. Actually, this is one of the main sugyas of Yifas Toar. It's only about 10 lines. But right here is where all the action is. All the active alumnus of how Yifas Toar works, which we had a shiur on a few, about 2 months ago, month and a half ago, which we'll review tomorrow. But just words here is the one of the main sugyas. So just hakdama. If somebody marries the isser of marrying a or being having a relation with a guy, what's the isser? What's the isser? So living b'kavius with a non-Jew, that's an isser daraisa according to most poskim. One of the most positive is bekvius, if they live together, if they're civil, whatever it is. So that's an isser of bito losikach lebnecha. Right, that's an isser daraisa according to most. If it's just derech znus, then it depends. Befarhesia is also an isser daraisa, it's kanan pogenbo. Pinchas. Right, it's kanan pogenbo. If it's bitsina, a one-time thing, so it's still obviously a tremendous isser. It's a very, 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 very ancient isser drabanan, according to most. There's no such thing as Nida when it comes to Goy. There's no such thing as Tumantara. So they look at the last Amud in the first paragraph of Sechaz Yivam. As Tosfos discusses this, according to Rove Poskim, Bitsina, it is an Isser. It is an Isser Durabana. So now we get to Yifas Torah. So Yifas Torah is going to be a special heter of the Torah. The question is, this is with a Goy. So what do you need a heter for? If it's only Durabana. So most, the Ritva here says, you know why? Shas Melchamez before Hesia. You're on the battlefield. That's Befar Hesia, Kanan Pogenbo. That's Anissa Daraisa. Right, so that's just, you just have to way say that that she did the Ritva in order to understand the Gemara. The Tosa Rush here says maybe the Chiddush is that even if it's a married non-Jewish woman, even a married, there is a concept of Ishus by a guy, right? The one of the Sheva Mrs. Benoach has Gili Arias. Right, the concept of Ishus by a guy, right? A different type of Ishus than we have, but there's got to be something if there's Gili Arias. But that is just two ideas that we need to understand what the heter is. So Yibaylohu Kohen Mal Bifas Tor. Once we're getting into, does Kohen have special halachas? Can a Kohen, does the heter of a Kohen, is he allowed to marry a Yifas Tor? The Shem Sian of Allah, look what Rashi says. Mal Bifas Tor, Bimelchama. At war. One word, Rashi says. Right? Again, the Shem Sian of Allah says, Great Ha'ara, Kohanim fought in the war. There was no issue of, maybe they'll become Tamei Meis.
But they're right? Not doing the Bia in the war.
Well, we're going to get to when the Bia is done. That's going to be a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. But it might still be Befar Hesia if all the soldiers see that this soldier is going home with this woman. You know, that might already be considered Befar Hesia, even if it's not done on the battlefield. But the there was a discussion we had in Maseches Brachos earlier about a Kohen that's Shaharek as a Nefesh. Let's say there's a Kohen's soldier that kills somebody. They're not a Duchen. B'shogig, b'meizid, let's say Rachman al-Aslan, a Kohen's in a car accident. Rav Avadi has a shuva about this. Right? There's a Kohen who kills somebody in a car accident, a lot of duchen. Mamish for the rest of his life. Let's say it was the Rachman al-Aslan, the victim's fault. The Kohen didn't do anything wrong. So there's a big sugyas, that's why we need big poskim. We need the Gdoli Adar to tell us to figure this out. But this is a big discussion. But Kohenim went to war, right? That's only on the battlefield, right? There's no Kohen p'tur of there might be a Chassan's p'tur, but not no Kohen p'tur. So Kohen ma'al b'yifas tor. So chiddushu. So do we say it's a chiddush loshna Kohen loshna Yisrael? So it doesn't matter who the chiddush applies. Odil mashani Kohenim hov ribu behem mitzvos yisera. So do we say that no Kohenim have extra mitzvos and averus, so they don't have the heter? Rav Amar Moter Shmuel Amar Asur Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So two versions of the Gemara. Number one, the Bia Rishona to Kuliyam Alopligi Deshari. Everybody agrees that Bia Rishona is mutter. Where does that Bia take place? That's going to be Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. That's tomorrow. But now, whenever the Bia Rishona is, it's mutter. Delo Dibra Torah Ala Keneged Yetzahara. There's the famous line, because the Torah is dealing Keneged Yetzahara, and as Rashi adds on a line Ala Torah, if the Torah doesn't allow it, you're going to do it anyway, so you might as well make it mutter, so that it would be, you won't be violated. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's just finish first. Ki pligi b'bia shniya, the machlokas is about the second bia. Rav amar mutter shmuel amar aser. Rav amar mutter hol vishtar yishtar ya. Rav said it's mutter because the principle of kiva de hutra hutra. Once it's mutter, right? That's v'shmuel amar aser daha havile giores. Giores lekoin lochazia. Right? And Shmuel says, no, she's a giores. At some stage by bia shniya, you're not going to be able to live with her forever as a guy. When do you do the conversion? We're going to talk about that also by the Shem tomorrow. So a Gioris is considered a halacha status of a zona, and therefore, just like a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris, a Kohen is not allowed to marry this woman. So that is first version.
She has the status of a zona before handling something.
Correct, but that's the old Dibur Torah, Kanagan Sahara. She had the status earlier, but then it was Mutter. Rav Shata quotes many Achronim in his Sefer that, you know, this is based on Hutra Tehuya. According to Shmuel, keeping the Hutra is once the Isser is Hutra, it disappears. So it's totally mutter. But this Rishmol says, no, it's dechuya. The Isser is there. It's just pushed aside. But once you have you have the first bia, it's finished. Ikata amre, the bia shniya kuliyam alopligat asir. Or the opposite. No, everybody agrees the second bia is asir. Tavala gioris. Right? Because she's a gioris. Kipligi bia rishona. Machlokas is bia rishona. Rav amar mutter dehalo dibratola kenegi yetzahara. Rav says it's mutter because you can't control the yetzahara. Rishmol amar asir. No, it's asir. Even the first bia, even the first bia, kol hecha de karina beve aveso takwe secha, karina beve harisa vashivya, kol hecha de lo karina aveso takwe secha, lo karina beve harisa vashivya. Only if you can eventually bring her home, can you live with her, but since this Kohen cannot, so then he cannot live with her. Just two or three more points. The Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, this is quoted by many Sfarim, Cheskel Abramsky says that this is an amazing halacha, l'dibur Torah k'negi yetzahara. You know what this teaches me? That every other mitzvah in the Torah is shayach to a person. If the Torah goes out of its way once and says, this situation I know you can't handle. This situation you can't handle, okay, I'll give it to you. Mashma that every other situation the Torah doesn't give it to us. Mashma that every other situation that we are in life, but Baruch Hu gives us the koach to do it. right? And he takes care, but he puts the koach in order for the person to handle it. And then he quotes, that's when the Lech Tov, he quotes, this is even alluded to in the pasuk we say every day. Hanosin sheleg katsamer. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it snow a lot sometimes, but only as much as wool. People have wool enough to keep themselves warm. So hanosin sheleg katsamer, but only enough that people can stay warm. Kifor, the freezing, ke'efer yefazer, as long as they have enough wood to create as much ashes that can be scattered around. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is dafke here, haray, that everywhere else it is efshar. There is another idea quoted by some achronim to try to get out of this. Don't do it, Tarkanekad Yisahara. Come on, control yourself. Who are we talking about anyway? We had a drush about this, Parshat Kesetzi, if you remember. Like I say, we discussed. We're talking about the tzaddikim. Who's left on the battlefield? Everybody else went home. Anybody who was in Avir Shaviyado, they went home. So we're talking about the Talmidei Chachamim, the tzaddikim. Right? So what are we talking about here? So maybe the svara is that no. What does it mean? L'dibrei Torah El Kanegi Yetzahara. Remind me to tell you a story about the Shagazari. What does it mean? L'dibrei Torah El Kanegi Yetzahara. It means that let's allow it. The Torah says let's allow it because once something is allowed, the Taiva leaves. Right? Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, as we had at the end of Nedarim. Something that's usur. Ugh, I want it so bad, but once it's mutter to me, okay, fine. Right? You lose the Taiva. That's what the svara of the Torah is. We're talking about tzaddikim gemurim. L'dibrei Torah El Kanegi Yetzahara. And therefore, once it's mutter, it'll be finished. They won't have a Taiva anymore. Don't have a tithe anymore. That's what he suggests here. And that's why the similar, well, we had in Maseches Yuma. We had, right, the Ish Iti that's walking out with the Sir Lazazel, right? They put water and bread for him at each place. At each place they said, here, please. The Gemara says he never ate from it. He never had to eat from it because he always knew it was there. He always knew it was there, and therefore it's not a problem. And then he quotes the Rishon Mishnah Malachi. He quotes a story from the Yerushalmi that Reb Chisda was very thirsty on one Yom Kippur, and Reb Chaga allowed him to drink, and at the end he didn't drink. Because as long as he knew he had it, that's what all the pregnant women want to hear. Can I break my fast if I have to? Yes. Okay, then they never have to break their fast. Because yeah, as long as they know they have the heter, then it's not, that's good. There's a number of the briskers tell a story that, you know, they used to put on, Purim spiels for the story. They used to put on Purim spiels on, you know, in the yeshivas. So one time what are the people called? The people, the modern, the ones who left Torah, who Maskilim, right? The Maskilim put on a skit once that the Talmidim Torah Rechaim about. What were the Maskilim? Maskilim put on a skit about the Kohen Mashiach Mechama, giving this whole pep talk. Me Isha Yarev Arachalevav, right? And whoever married a woman, and then half the people run off the battlefield, and half the people. And then the Gemara says, even if somebody did an Aveira Shel Yado, even if he spoke between Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad, even that type of Aveira. So the skit was that everybody left, and these two old men with long beards with canes were left on the battlefield, and that was the end of the skit. And they all started laughing, and that was the big joke. So the Talmidim came back to Reb Chaim, said they told Reb Chaim about this, and Reb Chaim said it's 100% true. 100% true. And the only two people left were the Shagas Aryeh and another Rav. I forgot who. They had signs on them, Shagas Aryeh. The other, these two old Rabbanim. So they told the story to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, that story is 100% true. They just didn't have the last act. The last act is those two great rabbis, those two old rabbis on canes, they defeated the whole army of the other enemy. That's 100% true. But there's Shlius that can defeat the whole army. So that's what he said. That's who we're talking about in the battlefield. So a little different to Ella Keneged, Yetzer Hara. One other point. I'll mention the Rashba and then we'll finish. There's a lot more to talk about here, but just mention the Rashba. Where's the Rashba? Yeah, the Rashba says here, he asks, Kiva de Hutra Hutra. Right, this is a big discussion. So here, Rav says, Kiva de Hutra Hutra. We had a Maseches Yevamos. What happens, a machlokas also between Rav and Shmuel? Kashali, Baha Yevamam in Harrison. Let's say, the Kohen Gadol's brother died. And he had been Nisari. So if he lived with a woman, right, and then, right, she's a Be'ula. Right, then you get into Averis right away. But let's say she was not, she was a Psula. It's Almanah min Erisin. So the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the first Bia. Not to do Yibam, because she's a Psula. Let's say she's a Nara too, because the Kohen Gadol is marrying Nara. She's a Nara Psula. So the question is, what about Bia Shnia? What about Bia Shnia? So in that case, right, Vafil, Vavim in Erisin, Deshaila Kohen Gadol, Devar Torah, Bia Rishona, Vafilu Hachim, Bia Shnia, Asira, but Lormina Kivin to Ishtri Ishtri. What's the difference? Over there, you don't say Kivin to Hutra Hutra, and here you do. First Bia is Moter, second Bia is Aser. V'yesh lo mar dahasam lo shari lanir lekra behedya. There, it's not that the Pasuk went out of its way to tell you the heter.
There's no specific pasuk to tell you it's mutter. Here, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you it's mutter. If the Torah goes out of its way to tell you it's mutter, then that's a bigger reason to say, kivan de hutra, hutra. So then Rashba says back, so how could Shmuel aser? Right, so why does Shmuel say aser? So then he goes through why that, is there a specific mitzvah? Right, over there by Yibum, there's a mitzvah at least. Right, you fast Torah, there's no mitzvah, there's just a heter of Yetzahara. So again, that's the Rashba has to discuss, is when do you apply the principle of Kiva to Hutra Hutra, and when do you not? Okay, but from next year, the Thursday, we'll have to get into the mechanics, how Yifas Torah actually works, when does the Bia take place. We'll get into very important, if you want to look ahead, there's long Tosas Chabezim and Aleph, that's one of the Makara, is this, and the Ramban here, and the Yerudva, how exactly Yifas Torah works, the concept of a Geiris Balkarcha, possibly, whether that we have such a concept. Okay, we'll stop here, and... Agun Chodesh. Agun Chodesh to all.